Shrimp steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
With Holiday Records, 7-inch vinyl edition, technically. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Welcome to the BFM studio, Harry and Ben from Holiday Records.
Hey guys, how you going?
Down the opposite Cityworks Depot, New Zealand's newest record pressing facility.
Mm-hmm.
I think you just say only, don't you?
Yeah,
that's
we could say new.
Yeah, it's pretty new stuff.
However you want to frame it, it's good. Yeah.
Is there any whispers about someone starting another one? Or is that...
What have you heard?
I wouldn't...
That's kind of what are you alluding, John?
Yeah, what are you getting at? Who are they?
Have you got...
You guys are the newest because you're...
Are you doing something with your basement? Got a little vibe going on?
I wouldn't advise it, man.
John's just got a bunch of x-rays. Idea. He's going to do that Russian x-ray vinyl.
You'll end up like us.
Don't do it. My advice.
Yeah, you end up running sweet competitions. Well, what is the skinny on this competition? It's a rad situation, and you've had quite a few entries already.
Yeah, well, we just thought when obviously all the drama went down in the last few months, we thought let's do something cool for the industry. We kind of got ourselves ready at Holiday to launch 7-inch records, and we were like, well, let's do a bit of a competition around it. So we launched the a nationwide competition to any aspiring musician or any established musician to submit two tracks to us for an A side and a B side. And
it's open to anyone.
Anyone. So bedroom producer.
Already released music like digitally and.
No, it can be unreleased. It can be released 30 years ago.
Right.
Yep. Okay. Anything you want to submit. Two tracks, so an A side and a B side because it's 7-inch, so we'll do it on a single basis.
What is the time for people that don't know?
Oh, we try and say around 7 minutes per side.
Probably less.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the more you do, the audio quality gets worse. So it's made for a single, so kind of based around one tune.
No mixtapes.
No.
I mean, how long, if it was going to be a 45, so a 7-inch 45, how long would the track be?
So I think the recommended side length, it depends if you have a 33 or a 45, but if a 45 is like a hair over 4 minutes, maybe 5 minutes, mm-hmm. That'd be a recommended time.
Okay.
And like Ben said, like if you go any further than that, you're compromising the audio quality, and you don't want to do that.
This is true. For the first one. Back in a long time.
Wouldn't sound good.
Yeah. So you're giving us kind of a taste of maybe what you've sort of what's caught your ear out of these entries so far. People have about 10 more days to enter. It's the end of the month.
Yeah, 31st, the end of New Zealand Music Month, so end of May. Yep.
What shall we kick into first? We've got a few little tracks from all over the place.
It's important to note that Harry and I have chosen a couple of tracks, but we have no influence in the judging. It's up to you guys and Charlotte Ryan and Rodney Fisher and Mike Chan who do it, but we've chosen a couple that stood out. We've gone through them. We've had about 200 submissions at the moment, which is quite cool.
Yeah,
everyone's getting around it.
Super hard to pick like a few just for tonight because there are
so an
obscene
many.
Amount of really, really, really good entries.
We were hugely impressed by the standard.
No doubt,
it's been massive.
It's been amazing.
But we'll start off with Hot Laps. So Skew, that was a cool band.
Yeah. And I don't think we can have it this time, but I don't really mind. And she will hit the fan and smell like wine, and everything's fine. And I can't promise I'll be. Thank you.
It's the Hot Laps with Askew, an entry for the first 7-inch in New Zealand since 87. Yo. What was the last one? You knew I was going to ask you that as well.
Fuck, I didn't.
I read this. Someone should have done my research.
You had to have known to even know.
The last record press was a 7-inch, so it wasn't a 12 or a 10.
That's
all I know. Someone commented that I don't know. And it's like it's definitely an independent band.
I feel like you're stretching out and you do know.
We have no idea.
This isn't going anywhere, is it?
If I scroll the interwebs for long enough, I will find it, but I will not call you and tell you about it.
And it's an urban legend that the record plant got chucked into the ocean down in the Wellington Harbour, isn't it?
That was publicity stunt.
It got shipped off to
some
Australia.
I think it actually mostly went to scrap metal. And
I think they just melt it down to make more CDs.
To the beehive now, I think.
Yeah. But I think some went to Australia. We've heard some went to Australia. I don't even know the real facts, but we heard most of it went to scrap metal. And
I think I told, it wasn't you guys, that there was, I read about this because I wanted to try and get to the bottom of what happened. And there was a dump that was really close to the harbour.
Yes.
And apparently that there's like a, so if you read a really long, convoluted article about the whole thing, that some of the stuff, the scrap metal, was taken to the dump, and it could have been just in passing, like some truck driver being like, oh, I've just taken a whole lot of BMI stuff down to the harbour. Then that's the harbour dump, not the actual harbour, and it's just been put into landfill.
Go off that.
Yeah. Carry on.
Nah, got put in the water for sure.
It's a great story.
Now, I have in front of me a rough mix. Now, you were saying off here, none of these tracks actually need to be like fully formed songs, because you do actually get 2 days recording as well for this.
Yeah, that's right. So you get, so we've said as part of the entry, you can be demos if you want. They can be fully formed songs that are on Spotify, but we have encouraged that any demos to be submitted as well, because you get part of the package is you get 2 days recording at Roundhead Studios, which is a fantastic opportunity, obviously.
Big time.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. So yeah, I think we've got a rough mix now coming up by The Vibes, isn't it?
The Vibes, that's correct. This is called Lucy. Okay, that was 3 seconds of The Vibes.
It's not even the best bit. The
fuck? I think it's, obviously, we're playing a random file from the internet here, and it's having a hard time, everyone. So, sorry, guys. Sorry about that.
It's all right.
I don't have an immediate answer. Maybe John can talk on the microphone.
We could look toward another tune and just try and suss that out. You guys have also pulled up a band called There's a Tuesday. What do you know about this band?
We don't really. I think it's a duo, two chicks. We we've just gone through, and this song stood out to us, and we highlighted it, and we thought it was really cool, and maybe worth sharing.
Are the artists submitting short bios or anything like that with their application or their entry?
There's like a full there's a full explanation of it's about the band, and it's also about the songs and what they mean, and some bands will go into that quite heavily. It's actually quite cool to read. It's also a lot to digest and remember, but there's some pretty cool writings about what these songs mean to bands and why they've written them, and it gives you a good insight into what's going on in the minds of musicians.
I think they won RockQuest a couple of years ago.
I'm just going to give this Vibes another go. It seems to be working.
Okay. Yeah.
Follow her footsteps through the street.
I'm so glad that worked out. That was The Vibes with Lucy. Apparently a rough mix, but sounded pretty sweet.
Yeah, it sounded in time.
Really good.
Sound even better from Rounded if they win this record competition, guys. So fingers amazing. Crossed, guys. Are you accepting bribes, John? How does this work?
I am accepting bribes. How do I enter? Because I'm judging, so I
you could bribe
enter
us.
I don't know, you're a musician, Johnny.
He can play Pretty Woman on left-handed bass.
No way.
Yeah, that sounds
bass nice. Solo track.
Left-handed
nice.
As well.
That's gonna win. You know the judges too. So. You submit. You just go to our website, and on the left sidebar there's a 7-inch competition little click, and you click that, and it's fully easy. Just
Holiday Records.
HolidayRecords.com. Yeah.
If you want to go any further than that, you can go holidayrecords.com/7-inch, and that'll take you right to it.
Yeah. Real basic, just fill out some details and load your tracks up and you're away, really.
Completely free. Yeah, you got to be into win.
Yeah, so it's probably, you get 300 7-inches, 2 days at recording at Roundhead. Monkey Studios down in Wellington will master it specifically for vinyl for you, to vinyl for you.
Artwork?
Yeah, that was a
artwork by Sunday Best. So our good mates at Sunday Best were phenomenal. They did our branding actually for Holiday Records. They are going to help out with artwork and any design you need, which is super cool. So cool package.
Powerful.
Yeah.
Should we hit this? There's a Tuesday since we almost got to it before that. And then the computer wasn't playing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to my birthday party, my friend. I wonder if it makes you happy to be here. That's just what I'm thinking. That's just what I'm thinking as I watch you walk around. That's just how I'm feeling. Why is your party head on the ground? Dust in my room. Now I'm overthinking. 'Cause maybe you're having a really good time. Now I'm overthinking. Up in my pinata mind. Oh my God, I think you've done it again. Oh my God, you climbed in my pinata head.
take a swing. Waiting around for you to take everything. Waiting around for you to take a swing.
Just talking about Lathe Cut Records, as we just got a text in saying, what about Peter King? Sort of, and it felt like a little bit, man, sort of yells at cloud slightly.
A little bit.
And we're talking about Pressed Records, Texter, but you're right. Peter King's done a beautiful service to this country. Hopefully his fucking eye comes right and he can keep doing it. Or he can teach some young apprentice the ways.
Someone down in Mount Summers.
He's a legend.
There's a rad video of Havoc and Newsboy going down and visiting him down in his little situation. It's a good video. Check that out on YouTube. It's pretty funny. As they do.
Yeah.
Where to now, gents?
There's a new brother and sister duo called Serves, which stood out to us, which is a really cool track. I think it's even, might be fully produced, but it was dope. We highlighted that one.
Okay.
It might be worth cranking.
Yep, this is called Younger.
Cool.
Isn't it, computer? One of these days, Alice.
There's a beautiful, slow, deep breath from you, Big Hungry. I really enjoyed it.
There we go.
Oh,
People coming in with the heavy knowledge here. I don't know how to attack this.
It's a joke. I think they're just having some fun.
Maybe, but I'm not sure if people understand what's going on right now. We've had a text coming in saying, you need some real solid vinyl instead of computer fails. That's correct. That's exactly what we're endearing to do here. we're basically testing out songs to go onto a 7-inch vinyl. So it would be a little bit counterproductive if it was already on a vinyl. Are you open to that, though? Or?
That's cool. That's absolutely. Okay, I mean, we prefer to be playing records right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
If someone submitted a track from the 70s or 80s on 7-inch already, you would consider it?
If it can be released, I can,
If it had been made in the 70s or 80s, they'd probably want to re-record it, I would have thought. So,
good point.
That'd be awesome. We'd love that.
2 days at Roundhead to re-record and have a hoon.
Yeah, yeah, or get the band back together. Yeah, that's exciting.
That'd be amazing. Get some babysitters, get in there, a few beers.
Yeah. Or it just sounds awesome from there straight to tape recording and then it's going to keep it like that.
Yeah, keep it fully
just
analog.
Just a real expensive kind of remaster at Roundhead.
Yeah.
All right, where to? Dunes?
Yeah, Dunes. Yeah, absolutely.
Dunes it.
What do you know about Dunes?
We don't know anything about anything, John. That's
I don't
that's
know
the
anything
point.
About yeah. Dunes, to be honest.
There's just a list of tracks that we're going to have a listen to at some
I'd
point.
Love to know more, to be honest. It would be fantastic if we knew everything, but
we're going to get a general idea from
that's
this.
That's the cool thing, is that unknowns, you know. So.
Nope, no drive permission. It. Okay, well, that's probably off the code. How about Dolphin Friendly?
I could try and download that, perhaps. This is like my worst nightmare, this.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm downloading that onto that computer, hopefully.
Push!
We just need some vinyl.
But the cool thing about this is we don't know the people, which is great, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, hopefully that other track that's downloading doesn't randomly start playing, but this is Dolphin Friendly with you and me. That was Dolphin Friendly with a sprawling epic called You and Me. Very nice. They'll wrap things up very nicely. Holiday Records, thank you so much for running this beautiful little competition. Does it have a quick name?
Quick name, the Be the First,
first 7-inch record pressed in New Zealand since 87.
Catchy. I guess you only have to do this once. Be the second.
Yeah, yeah. That will be coming up soon. Yeah. Actually, you've just given away a big surprise.
Yeah.
And then there'll be the
catchphrase.
The
third. We need to go down.
Get that down to an acronym.
We'll stop it at 10.
Very nice.
Even the acronym is long.
Yeah.
still 10 days or so for people to get. If you've got a track lying around and you're like, look, this needs to be on a vinyl, that'd be a good idea. Send it on through.
Or record something. If you've got a song that's in your head and you think, oh, this isn't ready, it's not ready yet, just get it to us because we'd love to hear it.
We extended it a bit because so it went to level 2 so bands could get together, collaborate and get them in. So we're hoping to see a bit of an influx in this last 11 days. But yeah. 31st of May, get them in.
It's a great prize.
What will you look
studio at? Time at Roundhead as well, which is definitely worth pointing out. That is epic.
What will you be looking for in a song, John?
Some nice groove, great drumming, nice guitars, some good singing.
Oh,
sounds like a guy that can be bribed.
I just want the exact opposite of whatever Charlotte Ryan wants. I'm just gonna get in some real heated arguments with Charlotte Ryan, I think.
Yeah.
That's my plan. Are we gonna get in a room together and stuff? Are you gonna shower?
You can now.
You're gonna have to shower if we get in a room with them, with other people.
Damn it.
Yeah, sorry mate. There's a few rules.
Everything's virtual now, I mean.
We can do a Zoom. You can be as smelly as you like in a Zoom.
Holiday Records, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks,
always a pleasure. You guys are doing fantastic work.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Go to holidayrecords.com mm-hmm. to enter.
Ding! That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.